As the country grapples with military drawdown from Iraq, we've been checking in with the parents of troops who've died fighting. Marine Lance Corporal Brad Shooter from Sacramento, California, was one of the first Marines to cross into Iraq when the war began in 2003. He was killed in April 2004 during his second deployment to Iraq. Brad was 21 years old. We're joined by his father, Glenn Shooter. Thanks for coming on, Glenn.
You're welcome.
Glenn, in the past 3 years, or maybe two and a half since your son died, has your attitude on the war itself changed?
Probably more so, to the point where I just don't think it's a worthwhile cause anymore.
And in the beginning, what did you think?
I really had strong reservations about invading a country that I don't think we belong there. Since then, I just think it's deteriorated to a point where we've done more harm than good.
Now, in the beginning, did you find yourself saying to people that phrase, I support the troops, in fact, my son is one, but I don't support the war?
No, I didn't say that. I would just say, I support all the troops in the military, and we need to keep on with that. I never said anything against or for or against the war at that time.
I have been noticing when I drive down a block, maybe compared to 3 years ago, there's maybe one house with one fewer ribbon or a sign that says support the troops. And in the mall parking lots, you know, it used to be that 2/3 of the cars had that magnet on the back.
Right.
Now it's maybe, you know, half or a little less. Have you noticed a drop off in that sort of rhetoric?
Definitely. I've noticed a major drop off, like people have sort of put this on in the back of her mind, and they just want life to go back on as normal and not realizing we still have, whatever, 150,000 troops over there that we're still losing a lot. You know, October was a terrible month.
So that declaration of support the troops, you could say it's a platitude and, you know, what decent person really wants the troops hurt, but did you take any comfort in that when you saw all those signs when your son was there fighting?
Yeah, I did. I took a lot of comfort that everybody was helping support in that, and so that would be be very helpful, because the troops need all the support they can over there.
So supporting the troops now, do you think about it? Do you do anything about it? What's the most important thing Americans can do?
Right now, I think they still need to keep up the support for the troops. I mean, there's a lot of care packages going out. My wife and I have taken up another cause, as we're helping all the injured, particularly the injured Marines. I mean, that's what we're focusing on. But there's a lot of injured soldiers out there that need support. I just don't think the government's doing enough to help support those soldiers who come back with severe injuries, whether they lost an arm or leg, an eye, or they got just post-traumatic syndrome. You know, the military could do, and the government can do a lot more to help these injured.
Has it been harder to raise money or to raise interest when you do your work trying to help the people who've been fighting the war?
Yes, it gets more difficult as time goes on.
And finally, you know, how is your family doing?
Oh, we're coping. I mean, you know, we've lost a son, but there's a lot of other families that have lost sons and daughters, too, not just in military, but in everyday life, and it's just not the natural order of things. I mean, there could be a moment or it could be a scene that we see or hear about, and it just, you know, makes us cry again, think about everything that we really miss.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's tough, and same thing with my daughter. You know, she misses her brother.
All right. Glenn Shooter is the father of Lance Corporal Brad Shooter, who died in Iraq in 2004. Thank you very much, Mr. Shooter.
Okay, thank you.